Welcome to The State of Energy. I'm Randy Witt with Tom Clark, Executive Director with Rocky Mountain Propane Association, and all the greatness that comes with Tom. How are you, Tom?
I'm doing well. How are you doing today, Rand?
You know, I love the fact that we've made it to Independence Day weekend. You know, at The State of Energy, we discuss how propane can do that. And it's almost like the 4th of July weekend is almost like a propane holiday. It's like it's a holiday celebrating propane because of all that propane does.
All the great things you're going to be doing this weekend with propane.
And I know what you're going to be doing. I mean, you know, we've made it to this beautiful weekend, and you must have plans with that brand new Genesis 2 grill that you get for Papa's Day.
Ah, you saw that.
That's
yeah.
Nice.
So obviously my wife was listening because that's exactly what I got. And it's a beautiful grill. I got the E435.
That is it. You should post a picture of it on thestateofenergy.com because it is badass. Let's just cut right to it.
It is. It's a solid grill, man. I've owned a lot of different grills, and my buddies came over and he was talking about his pellet grill that he had. And he's like, this thing is so much cooler. He's like, I'm going to get rid of this piece of crap pellet grill. I got to get rid of it. It doesn't work. And anyway, he saw this thing and he was in love with it too. So. Yeah, thanks. Thanks to the wife for getting that for me.
You married well. You married up. Is it safe to say that you outkicked the coverage? I mean, this Genesis 2 grill, I mean, aside from cooking food, doesn't it like clean up your office and do your taxes?
Yeah, it does everything. It cleans up after itself. You just push a little button and it just scrapes itself clean.
Now, of course, I can't. Okay, we're going to have to like save what I was going to say for State of Energy After Dark. We're going to hold that one. But something else that's great about this weekend are the fireworks. I mean, here in the greater Los Angeles area, there's so many fireworks. It looks like Beirut in the early 80s.
Beirut in the early 80s? What are you talking about? How about Beirut last year? Remember that? Remember that big firework explosion that had happened last year?
Oh, that's right. Yes. Okay.
Yeah. The whole warehouse went up.
That's right.
You know, it's like that every year, right here in from the 3rd to the 5th or however long everybody's out partying and lighting off fireworks. It depends, I guess, on what day the 4th actually falls on. This year, it's on Sunday, so it's going to be a Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday celebration of fireworks going off.
Yes, it is.
The craziest part about this is you can see the emissions that is put out in your neighborhood, in your community. It's pretty bad. The fireworks are not clean at all.
Well, no. I mean, if you've been near fireworks and after they explode and you breathe, I mean, it just your brain tells you this is not good for your lungs. I mean, in Salt Lake, it's crazy with the fireworks because all the smoke and particles it leaves in the air just sits in that basin.
Yeah. And I was reading an article on the Utah Department of
Environmental Quality.
Yeah, that one there says that Ogden, the town that I live in, the dirtiest day of the year. A lot of people would think it's during some type of winter inversion where the smog and everything is trapped underneath that warm air.
Yeah,
but no, July 4th is the dirtiest day in Ogden City.
That is insane. I mean, in the name of this story, in case people want to look it up from the Utah Department of Environmental Quality, is called Fireworks, Air Quality, and Wildfires. Oh, my.
Oh, my.
Because in 2018, the Utah legislature passed HB 38 to limit the number of days Utahns can shoot fireworks individually. Under the new law, people will be legally able to use fireworks between July 2nd and the 5th, as you were talking about, but also July 22nd to the 25th, as you celebrate Pioneer Day. Double whammy.
A double whammy for July. They also, you know, made it legal to launch bigger or taller or further fireworks.
Mortars.
Mortared, whatever it is. But they, you know, some of these guys get crazy and they do these shows in their driveway and it's so dirty. And it makes me wonder, what are we doing? Like we're all conscious about the environment, but yet to for our own selfish reasons, we go out and launch fireworks for a short show and cause some crazy emissions in our own towns. There was another story I was reading that said that was comparable to about 12,000 vehicles driving all year long. That's how much emission. It doesn't make any sense that we spend all this money and efforts to clean up the environment, and then we just go destroy it on the 4th of July. And I love Independence Day. I love this
country. The celebration.
I like fireworks. I love the celebration. I like watching fireworks too. But man, can't we come up with something a little bit cleaner?
Yeah, you know, it's true, because the particulates in the smoke can aggravate lung disease, cause asthma attacks and acute bronchitis. It may also increase the susceptibility to respiratory infections. In people with heart disease, short-term exposures have been linked to heart attacks. So it might be better just to smoke a carton of Marlboro Reds without the filters.
Wow, I can't believe you could even say that on the radio, but maybe you have to beep that one out.
It was sarcasm, folks. No, it was sarcasm. We just have to identify when we're joking. We are kidding.
But it's nasty stuff, and you have to be careful. So hopefully you're doing something to, displace this emissions. Hopefully you're cooking with a propane-powered grill this weekend instead of some type of charcoal or wood pellet grill, just to do your part to clean up the air this weekend.
If you like the taste of food, get yourself a Genesis 2.
There you go.
Thank you, Weber.
I was surprised too. I thought there would be a bunch of these, but it was a little bit harder to get this thing than I thought. My wife looked all over for it, and she eventually found it at Lowe's. But yeah, they are a little bit harder to get right now.
And something else that goes on with these are wildfires, and people need to be very careful about that because the conditions are so dry.
Oh, man, look at what's going on in the Northwest right now. It is hot.
Oh.
It is hot.
It is. What was it? Like this week, it's got up almost to 120. It's so hot in Portland, Oregon, it melted the power lines on the streetcar cables. It buckled the 5 freeway and other roads. Washington State, as we're talking right now, has rolling blackouts because, you know, there's no power and AC during record-setting heat is fun. And then you actually got a note from Idaho, where the propane showcase house is located. Idaho Power issued a power warning, hashtag lighten the load. They're talking about the historic heat wave, and it very much reads like a note from vacationing parents to kids staying at home for the weekend.
It does, doesn't it? Turn the AC down.
Turn
the lights
off.
Close
the doors and windows. Power down devices like computers, TVs, and gaming systems when between 4 and 9 p.m. They don't want you to watch TV, have your computer on, or do any gaming. Yeah.
When you need it the most. What are we going to do with our kids? They're going to drive us crazy. But this is going on all over the place. Last weekend, we saw that one down in St. George, Utah, that said don't turn your heat or your AC above or below 80. I mean, that's hot down there. But you know what the best part about this lighten the load from the Idaho Power is?
What's that?
Use your barbecue.
Yes,
they're recommending that you go out and use your propane powered barbecue because there's not enough electricity to use your AC and your electric oven.
Yes, but we want everyone to have electric cars.
It really does say that. Number two is use the barbecuer instead of an electric range or oven, which use a lot of power. So this is crazy. We've been running around telling everybody that electrifying everything is the answer to clean emissions and it's the answer to everything. But now we're seeing, what is this heat wave called? Like the heat bubble or something? It's
a dome.
The heat dome, which who knows how long it's going to last. And apparently it just kind of lingers around. It's going to go to other parts of the country. But this heat dome is putting this massive load on the grid of people trying to cool their houses. And yet we push for electric cars, electric everything, electric heat pumps, all this electrify everything. And we don't even have enough. We can't even sustain it for this temporary heat dome.
Yeah, exactly. It's a few days or a week that this dome is going to be over there, and they don't have enough power.
And here comes propane to save the day again so that you can cook your dinner on your barbecue instead of using it inside your house. I hope that everybody that's, you know, been listening and has been prepping for these types of situations, they got their clean burning propane powered generator to survive this heat wave. And they've got fuel for their cooking. They got some clean propane for their cooking as well. So again, propane is here to save the day, and I don't think we're going to get much credit.
You know, we need to come up with propane fireworks.
Well, our friends over at Orbex have got it figured out. Why can't we launch a couple biopropane mortars?
That's a very good idea. That is a very good idea. And by the way, our friends over at Orbex, we're still waiting for the return call. Just so you, I know you're listening. Tom's number's on the website.
And if you're just listening for the first time, Orbex is making this cool rocket that's going to launch a space shuttle, or is it launching satellites?
A rocket. It's going to launch a rocket. Yeah.
It's a biopropane, which is a renewable type propane that's made from digester gases and all sorts of renewable animal fats. But it's the cleanest rocket. It's reducing the outer space emissions, or the deep space, not deep space. What did they call that? The black carbon emissions. That's what it is. The rocket emissions by 90%, or more than 90%.
Yeah, I think it was close to like 98%. I mean, because when you shoot off a rocket, you see those giant freaking flames coming out of the back of it. You know, that's just spewing soot and all kinds of particles all over the ozone, the lower ozone, and it's just going to sit there. So the folks over at Orbex have a rocket called Prime, Orbex Prime, and yeah, it's going to launch, I believe, in the spring of 2022 from Scotland. And I'm still working on our tickets.
Well, if Orbex wanted to come out with some cool fireworks displays with biopropane, I think we would be all over it. Clean up every town in America with some cool fireworks shows. That's pretty far-fetched, but it sounds like
No, you know what? It really isn't. I mean, we're putting a rocket. I think there's a way to get this done. And if anybody can do it, Orbex and the State of Energy can get it done. And folks, you are listening to the State of Energy. I'm Rand DeWitt. That's Tom Clark, Executive Director with Rocky Mountain Propane Association. And Tom, if they go to thestateofenergy.com, what are they going to find?
Well, you're going to find the most important part is where to buy propane. So we got this
the
locator tool on our website. If you're new to propane, or you're trying to get ideas on how to clean up your community, there's so many cool things that we can do with propane, from school buses, engine fuel, your farm, heating your house, cooling your house, all different things you can do with propane. Go to thestateofenergy.com. You'll find all of our past episodes. You'll even find a place for a job. And right now, we've talked about this many times, but in the news recently, it's talking about driver shortages for gasoline deliveries.
Unreal.
Yeah, it is unreal, because apparently this weekend, this big holiday weekend, there might not be enough gasoline to go around.
Yeah, gas stations are running out of gas ahead of the holiday weekend. It's an amazing story that you can find on CNN, of all places.
You know, this kind of ties into the whole job creation, or the whole...
the apprenticeship program that we're looking to do with the propane industry?
Well, the propane industry is also hiring, just like everybody else in the country. If you're looking for a local job, and you're looking for something in the clean energy sector, go to the findapropanejob.com. There's also a link on our State of Energy website. But you can find a great job, a great career with a local company that's got that good hometown feel that a lot of people are looking for.
Yeah, I mean, even if folks want to move to a different part of the country, this is a great way to relocate with a great job in an industry, which is propane, that's going to grow by $50 billion over the next 5 years.
Yeah.
Sounds like a good career path.
It is. And I like that point, because it doesn't matter where you live in this country. Propane is used all over the nation. And there's always opportunities. If you're already in the propane industry, or you want to be in an industry that you can travel or move, relocate, this is a great one, because no matter where you go, there's going to be somebody looking to hire you to work at their propane store.
Yeah, and big ups, a big congratulations, and a thank you to the Propane Education and Research Council, PERC, and the National Propane Gas Association, who made the workforce development a key priority. They've got, in addition to propane service technician pathways, they've got apprenticeship programs, three different pathways for commercial motor vehicle driver apprentices, bobtail driving, transport driving, utility and service truck driving, all kinds of great information. And like Tom said, we've got a link up on the stateofenergy.com to get more information on that. And then circling back to this weekend, it is crazy. I mean, we've got tens of millions of Americans hitting the road this weekend, and they're going to find that in some of the gas stations, they just don't have gas. And it's because they don't have the drivers to get the gas out. And the thing that makes me laugh about all this, living here in Southern California, people are crying about the national average of the price of a gallon of gas standing at $3.10. We haven't had that since like the 80s in California.
It says it's up 42% from a year ago.
Yeah. And now, correct me if I'm wrong, but wouldn't a pipeline fix this?
Oh, man. Did we have to go to the pipelines again?
Well, it just makes sense. It's exactly what you were talking about. You said this was going to happen. If we stop with the pipeline, we're going to have shortages because we don't have enough trucks and drivers.
If you go back and listen to our show from a year ago, we were calling this. We didn't know how long it was going to take, but we knew this was coming. We knew that, you can't shut down all these different pipelines and then expect to get everything that you want out of your fuel delivery. It's just not going to happen. So now all these people are going to be hoarding gasoline again because it's national news.
Mm-hmm.
The supply chain of gasoline for your vehicle is going to be crunched this weekend. And they blame it on a shortage of tank truck drivers, which I could see that because there's a nationwide shortage of drivers in general, not just a gasoline driver. I mean, if you were a truck driver and you had the choice of delivering groceries or gasoline, what would you pick?
Well, who's going to pay? What's the pay? What are the benefits? How many days do I get off? What do we got going on here? Who's going through Vegas?
it's just not a very glorious job to drive around and deliver gasoline. So it doesn't surprise me that there's a shortage of gasoline delivery drivers.
Yeah, but job security is just through the roof in this industry.
So energy security.
As long as you stay off the weed.
Yeah, yeah. If you're a driver and you can pass a drug test and you've got you got a good head on your shoulders, you can pretty much get a job driving anything. But my point here is, though, the energy security of gasoline is at risk, and we see it over and over and over. It's not very far. You have to look to find a story about some type of gasoline shortage or oil problems. And the propane can really help you have that energy security if you're a fleet owner, or even if you're a private vehicle. You can have a private vehicle run on propane and gasoline, a dual fuel type vehicle. But if the most common would be a larger fleet operator that is looking for that energy security, because right now, let's say you had a fleet of vehicles that was running on electricity and you're up here in the northwest that's just burning up. You can't get any electricity. What are you going to do? You've got all your fleet running on electric vehicles. You're going to have to go to, you're going to have some type of backup. So propane as a clean energy for a vehicle or for a fleet is a great, great product, because you can store it right there at your business and you don't have to worry about the power going out. You don't have to worry about a gasoline shortage. You've got your fuel right there and your fleet's going to keep running.
And you know what? You know who's got this figured out is Broward County in Florida. They face a lot of disasters, not just from their population, but from hurricanes and everything else that goes through there. And Broward County works with its propane supplier to have propane auto gas delivery vehicle on site when hurricanes are coming through, because they're responsible to help the the paratransit fleet get people out of harm's way. And they rely on propane and the availability of propane being on site when gas stations are closed down and, I don't know, charging stations for electric aren't working. The propane supplier is on site providing propane fuel to get the people out of harm's way.
You see this across the country. Either right now we're going through this heat wave problem on the west, but of course it's hurricane season on the east as well, the southeast. So we're going to see all sorts of natural disasters. And now the fire season's going to really hit hard too with all this heat wave.
Yay.
So these guys that are preparing for natural disasters with fleets that run on something other than gasoline and electricity and choosing propane is a very smart thing to do. And we even see where they're using school buses as it's kind of like a vehicle for natural disasters to move people around when there's a situation. Mm-hmm. Because they run on propane, they don't have to worry about the gasoline stations not being able to refuel these vehicles. So yeah, kudos to Broward County for doing that. Is it their sheriff vehicles too that are running on propane?
Yes. And also Petersburg, Virginia, they're doing the same thing. And they're saving a ton of cash, and their vehicles are always moving.
Yeah, cash.
Because they've switched over to propane.
We hardly even talk about the environmental and the financial savings.
Equality.
Big equality. Just like the guys in, man, we haven't even talked about this yet, but that story about that storm in Texas, you know, since we're talking about storms, but that ice storm that happened, what was that big storm's name?
December, January.
Yeah, that storm came through and wiped out a bunch of power grids in Texas.
They were out for almost a week in some places, someplace longer.
Now they're finding out from this guy that went around and tapped into some smart meters that the power grid is kind of rigged.
Yeah, they can go in and they can adjust your thermostat without your knowledge.
Well, apparently with this guy, this hacker guy that went around and tapped into these smart meters that tells you, it reports back to the power company how much power they used. Because in the old days.
Yeah. And he was cruising down the freeway and he had this computer system that was able to, you know, that's comfortable as well, knowing that some guy going down the freeway can have a computer that can tap into your smart thermostat. But go ahead.
Well, let's break this down for a minute, because when I read, I was like, oh, wow. Okay. That makes sense. In the old days, you had a guy, and I'm sure it still happens it happens here in my house, but the guy actually comes out and reads the numbers off the meter. Well, the new meters, it's a device on the truck, and you just drive around and it captures the meter of what was read on, or what the reading is for that meter. Well, apparently in Texas, the power company was giving favoritism to some other locations and areas of who was going to actually get their power shut off. Because if you remember,
yeah, some were getting throttled and some weren't. And I wonder how they figured out who.
And now it's like, hush, hush. Nobody wants to talk about that. So again, when propane came to save the day in Texas, and now we get this comes to life about the power company was actually picking and choosing who was going to get the power and who wasn't. Again, propane can be there to save the day and give you that extra energy security. If you are worried about this, because this is real. I mean, this really happened. And if you're worried about that happening in your community one day, when the power company gets to choose who gets power and who doesn't, go get yourself a propane tank, have it buried in the ground, get yourself a big propane powered generator, and you're going to have energy security. You're going to be able to cool your house, heat your house, and eat dinner while everybody else is waiting on the power company to decide when they get their power back on.
Yes, and you also may want to install a moat around your house with, like, alligators and stuff, because you're going to be very popular.
This wasn't supposed to be a doomsday 4th of July special here, but man, it's kind of looking that way with all the crazy storms and stuff that all the crazy stuff that's going on in the country right now.
Well, you know, if you just boil it down, if you want to avoid doomsday, bring propane into your life. And you can find out more how propane can improve your life by simply going to thestateofenergy.com.
And for real, everybody, I want you to have a great, safe 4th of July, Independence Day weekend.
All right, my own fireworks. Go ahead.
Do like a laser light show or something instead.
That's not a bad idea.
Stay safe, stay healthy, and, you know, keep it clean with propane.
And again, ladies and gentlemen, it all starts by simply going to thestateofenergy.com.